Blog Talk Radio.
WATV Radio seeks to inform and engage the Bride of Christ to stand up and take your place in the army and the kingdom. We recognize our battle is not with flesh and blood, but with the principalities and the powers of the air. We are a ministry of prayer, and we highlight what God is doing through other ministries and ministers across the globe. We provide a platform for ministers and a place for the bride to come together and rally around each other, hold up each other's arms, and pray for one another. WATV Radio celebrates the various missions that God has called each one of us to in this army, so we desire to promote and enhance the bride as a whole. Go Bride! Our soon coming King awaits. All right, Bride, Mega Revival, Making America Godly Again, is hosting a 2017 National Christian March on September 9th. That's right, it is time, Bride, for us to stand up and declare that this is a Christian nation. We are taking our country back from the enemy. We are marching across this land, blowing the shofars, sounding the alarm that the clarion call has been released from heaven, and the bride is coming out. Come on, bride, put your boots on. Let's go. Find out more at www.megarevival.com. Come on, bride, it's time to march for Jesus. Let's prepare for war. Good morning, bride. Good morning, America. This is your host, Dr. June Knight, and guess where I'm at today? I am home, yay! Can you believe it? After 4 months on the road, I am back in Mount Pleasant, Tennessee, which is right outside of Nashville. I just want to thank the Lord this morning and give Him praise. He gets all the glory, Bride. He gets every last bit of it. But we are almost to the finish line. Can you believe it? Praying for all 50 states. Today we're focusing on the state of Washington. Good morning, Sister Angelique in Arizona. How you doing, Sister?
Good morning. I'm so happy you're home. How was it sleeping in your own bed, Sister?
I'm telling you, it's amazing. I felt so good.
Oh, I bet you did. What a great job you're doing, Sis. So proud of you.
Thank you, ma'am. How you doing, Sister Vicky?
Yes, ma'am.
How you doing, Pastor Vicky?
Doing great. How are you?
Glad to be home. Listen,
yes,
y'all, today... We are focusing on the state of Washington, and before I go into the fact, Bride, I want to tell you something. When I was riding through Oregon and was headed into the state of Washington, my mouth was to the floor almost the whole trip. I rode from the bottom tip of Washington all the way to the top to the Canadian border, and it was just so beautiful. Like, of course, they do have a lot of rain, you know, which is why it is so green and plush looking. But it reminded me so much of London, because London is like that. London is, their grass is so plush. You know, it looks like velvet. When you walk on it, it's very, very soft and pretty. That's what the state of Washington reminded me of. Okay, well, let's read a few facts about Washington. Washington is a state in the Pacific Northwest with terrain spanning
the snow-capped Cascade Mountains to the forested islands in Puget Sound. Its largest city is Seattle, and it's known for its thriving tech industry, vibrant music scene, and famed coffee houses. Its landmarks include the futuristic Space Needle, century-old Pike Place Market, and Seattle Aquarium. Innovative glass art is displayed in Ohuli Garden and Glass. The capital is Olympia. The state of Washington is the only state to be named after a U.S. president. Seattle is home to the first revolving restaurant in the 48 contiguous United States and the second revolving restaurant in the world. Located atop the Space Needle at a height of 500 feet above sea level, the restaurant was opened in 1961. Washington State produces more apples than any other state in the Union. Everett is the site of the world's largest building, Boeing's final assembly plant. Medina is home of the United States' wealthiest man, Microsoft's Bill Gates. King County, the largest county in Washington, was originally named after William R. King, vice president under Franklin Pierce, but it's renamed in 1986 after civil rights leader Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. Microsoft Corporation is located in Redmond. Before it became a state, the territory was called Columbia, named after the Columbia River. When it was granted statehood, the name was changed to Washington, supposedly so people wouldn't confuse it with the District of Columbia. The highest point in Washington is Mount Rainier. It was named after Peter Rainier, a British soldier who fought against the Americans in the Revolutionary War. Washington's state insect is the green darter dragonfly. The world's first soft-serve ice cream machine was located in an Olympia Dairy Queen. Starbucks, the biggest coffee chain in the world, was founded in Seattle. The state capital is Olympia, and the largest city is Seattle. As of the 2000 census, the state population was approximately 5.9 million, and the workforce number 3.1 million. Residents are called Washingtonians, emphasis on the third syllable pronounced as tone. Washington is bounded by the Pacific Ocean to the west, Oregon to the south, the Columbia River forming most of its border, Idaho to the east, and British Columbia connects Canada to the north. Puget Sound's many islands are served by the largest ferry fleet in the United States. The forests of the Olympic Peninsula are among the rainiest places in the world and the only rainforest in the continental United States. The Lewis and Clark expedition entered the state in October 10th of 1805. The first settlement in Washington was New Market, now known as Tumwater, in 1846. In 1853, Washington Territory was formed as part of the Oregon Territory. Washington became the 42nd state in the United States on November 11th, 1889. There's a lot of other facts I could read, Brian, but the main thing about the state of Washington is it is a very amazing place. Now, what about you, Sister Angelique? Do you have any facts about the drugs in the state of Washington?
I will, Sister, in a minute. My computer's acting funny.
Okay, well, that's fine. Well, we're going to go ahead and blow the shofar and go to war. Here we go.
With our official shofar blower, please give it up for Miss Bonnie Bryant. Yay! Miss Bonnie is an international shofar blower. She is very prophetic, and when she blows, believe me, every demon will feel it. Give it up for Miss Bonnie. Thank you.
just have to say that I never get tired of hearing that shofar.
Yeah.
Y'all either.
Nope. Me neither, sister.
After 43 days or 46 days now on the radio, we have played that shofar every day for war. And I never get tired of hearing it. It's something about that warrior cry call. And I just want to say, when we did the state of Texas and she was able to be on here with us, what an honor. She actually blew the shofar for us live on air. It was amazing. Okay, Pastor
yes.
Vicki. Pastor Vicki.
Yes, ma'am.
Listen, one thing that's a pretty much known fact about the state of Washington is, being that it is a very, I watched a whole documentary on this one time. Being that it's a very rainy state, it can bring a lot of depression and oppression. You know how weather can affect mood. And
yes.
So I would like for you to pray about that over the state of Washington, please.
Amen. I watched a documentary, too, about the Lewis and Clark expedition. And,
yeah.
Meriwether Lewis, who Lewis County, Tennessee, where we are, home long.
Yeah.
Meriwether Lewis, he suffered from depression. And he died at a young age too, but that's all a mystery. But that's another thing. I don't know, been up to Washington many times, my brother lives up there. So
yeah.
I'm just gonna pray and see what the Holy Ghost says.
All right.
Father God, we just lift up the state of Washington, Father. We
yes,
know that
Lord.
We know that the weather has something to do with it, the sunlight has something to do with it, but Lord, I believe that much depression is a spiritual problem, Lord. I believe that it's epidemic in our country, Father God, and Lord, we just come against this, the spirit of depression and the spirits behind
yes.
depression in the name of Jesus. Father, we know that that behind depression is also a spirit of death. And Father, we don't know if it's a Native American curse or what it is, Father God. But Lord, we just address it right now in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes.
We know that, Lord, when you bled from all those different parts of your body, that blood was sufficient to take down the spirit of depression and any other spirits behind it in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just come against this over the spirit of Washington. Father, we pray for every person there that's afflicted with depression, every generational curse of depression. We break it down, we pull it down, and we declare it null and void over the state of Washington. Father, we declare that you gave us a sound mind, Father God, and it's your will, Father God, for people to live free of this in Jesus' name. Father, I know that there are many spiritual problems over Washington. There's, as far as I know, from what I've heard, there's very few churches and Christians. But, Father, I know that it's your will for revival to come to the state of Washington. There are a lot of Christians there that are praying, their intercessors praying, their churches praying, and we join our voices with them to tear down all the wiles of the enemy, any antichrist spirit that's over this place in Jesus' name. And Father, we declare the freedom of your word to flow in this state in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes, now that was one of the statistics that I skipped over because there's so many. Here it is. It says the percentage of non-religious people in Washington is the highest of any state, and the church membership is among the lowest of all states. Isn't that sad?
Yeah, I
think you was right on it. So definitely that. Well, Sister Angelique, would you mind praying about for the churches there in the state of Washington?
I sure don't mind, Sister. You know, last night's 24/7 call was based on that, and I got on the call at 10, and then my call was at 11, and I stayed on for 12, and I stayed on for 1, 4 hours last night just praying for specific facts for the people and for the church. Just listening to everybody's new prayers, sister, was absolutely amazing. I couldn't get off the call because every hour was something different, but it was for the same subject, different prayers, and I'll see if I can find it here.
Right.
But, yeah. But I'll go ahead and pray, and I'll see if I can pull it up just so that I can give you a couple of the pointers that were given by somebody that specifically were praying for those focuses. Amazing.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, and we're praying for the state of Washington.
Yes.
For the 4 hours. It was, we had a lady that lived in the state of Washington for 14 years, and she prayed wonderful prayers for that state, sister. Oh,
aww.
She's so sweet. She was so sweet.
Oh,
yeah. Abba, Father, we just come to you this morning to thank you for your new mercies and thank you for waking us up this morning, Father God. I want to lift up the state of Washington, Lord God, and all their state, all their churches. Father God, as the pinpoints that we were praying for last night, we're praying for the pastors that they would preach the truth, and that we would lift up Jesus, and that they would pray for the sin of the world and the sin of our church members. Thank you for reminding us of what we need to do as the body of Christ, because we are sinners and we all fall short of your glory. Holy Spirit, thank you for reminding us of what we need to do and how we have to follow your commandments, because we live in a world that desires the lust pleasures, and we have to stay focused. We have to stay focused. We have to keep our eyes on you, Jesus. Just like Peter took his eyes off of you for just that little time and started sinking, I pray for the church of Washington, Lord God, that they keep focused to who you are. They spread the gospel, and they are on their hands and their feet, just kneeling before you, Lord God, to know that we have to just grab arms, grab hands, and just pray for each other and lift each other up. Father God, I pray for the revival in the state of Washington, and I thank you for Dr. June's, her facts about the church and how important it is that we need to come together and pray, because that is a powerful thing, Father God. For myself, Dr. June, and Sister Vicky, we are in agreement for the churches in the state of Washington, Father God, and the churches all over the world to be bold and courageous and stand up and do your work and your will, Father. I pray this in your precious name. Amen.
Amen. And I just want to say something about numbers. One thing I learned over the past 4 years of traveling and serving ministries, most every ministry that I served were all small numbers, okay? And a lot of the ministers would get kind of depressed because they'd be like, you know, I've only got 5 people. I've only got 10 people. I've only got 20. I've only got 50. I've only got 100. And they'll be discouraged because they look at the numbers. And, I mean, in the natural, you would think that as well. But what I learned after all this time is that is what God is doing. Is it's like small is the new big, you know. That is just what God's doing. It's really, he's separating the wheat from the tares. You know, I'd rather bring in 5 faithful people that are willing to come in agreement, because the agreement in the corporate atmosphere, now, Pastor Vicky, I know you can speak to this more than I can, but the agreement is what is so important. So as we're on the radio and it's us 3 or us 4 or us 5 or 6, that is
mm-hmm.
so powerful, because more than 2. All you need is 2. You know what I mean? So I highly value what we're doing. Now, Pastor Vicki, do you know what I'm saying about church services, about the size of it?
Oh, sister, do you mind if I say something?
Go ahead.
I'm taking a discipleship class, and Jesus, the discipleship class that I'm taking, it speaks of Jesus only had 12 disciples because he needs to have a personal relationship with each one of them. That if the crowd is too big, that he can't do that one-on-one time to teach someone to be a disciple, to make sure that that disciple continues to disciple someone on and someone else and stays with that person until that person can actually disciple someone else and lead them to Christ. And yes, they're so true, Sister Dr. June, because the smaller the group, the more intimate you get to be with that person and with that group, and the more powerful the teachings will be. So thank you for letting me speak, Pastor Vicki.
Oh, no, you're absolutely right. And I've heard other people say, I've been to a conference one time where a statistic was given that there were more churches in America that was 25 members and under, you know, than there were larger churches. And it's easy to discount that when, you know, if you live in a city or if you're into a mega church or you're in a mega church. But, you know, we all have assignments. And then what I was going to say earlier was that in traveling in Mexico and even in Europe, you know, I've seen that it's the little places the Holy Spirit would send me, just like with June. I mean, I could have spoken in lots of mega churches. There was opportunity. It wasn't that. It was just that I really tried to be led by the Holy Spirit, and I felt like every little church, and there were so many hidden ones, and where I went in the deserts and places you never thought there could be a church. I mean, it was amazing. And so I realized after a time that it was just, you know, that was my assignment with those particular places. And then when my assignment came here, the United States, back to Hornwald, it was just, I was in a large, first it was in a church of 600. And then John and I was at my worst time in my life. I was very, very ill. And John came to me and said, I feel like we're supposed to start a church in this town. And I said, well, I feel like you need to talk it over with someone. And he said, well, I'm going to go talk to our pastor. And the pastor sent us out in 2010. And we started with three people around a kitchen table, you know, and it's, you know, that's 7 years ago. So we know that God has kept us, you know, in this, and he's, keep showing us that we are doing what we're supposed to do. So it doesn't really matter. You know, it's not, you know, God may give you an assignment like Joel Osteen over the largest congregation, you know. But for us, that's what we have found, that, you know, this is what we're supposed to do. And by the way, we have a prayer time on Friday night, and it only a few people come out, but usually it's about 11 or 12 people. So, you know, it's like you say, you just have to see what Jesus did with the 12 and know that. I mean, and I've heard pastors that have large churches have said that when they speak on discipleship, that God has told them to go to certain members, and it's usually a very small number, to disciple them. So, you know, there's a key to that. And I feel like that we just need to be obedient. And Jesus, like you said, when two or three are gathered in my name, I'm in their midst. And we know that it doesn't take, you know, humongous numbers. I think that's kind of a second thing, that we focus on numbers, you know. That's just definitely not in Scripture. And I feel like the ones that have come, you know, think about it. This has been going on for so many days now, since what, June 5th? And how many people have got on the line? Very few times were there more than just a few of us on here. So, but it was available, it was on Facebook. But how many people really came? I thought a lot more people would, you know, come in, but It's just the way it works sometimes.
Yeah, that's right.
So we can't look at numbers. Good morning, Miss Maureen. How you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm so sorry I was late. I could not avoid it.
That's all right. Maureen, do you have any facts about the state of Washington?
Well, of course, but Franklin Graham has given such wonderful pointers. He's told us that nearly 20% of that state, two out of 10 people, are identifying now as atheist or agnostic, and that there is a high rate of death from drug abuse in the state of Washington.
Oh.
And that 46% of Washingtonians do not believe that Jesus Christ lived a sinless life. It's very interesting. And it is a very largely secular state, as is the state of Oregon that I was birthed in. And we find that in the Northwest there is a great love for the outdoors, a lot of declarations of freedom and independence. But we see it exhibited in the wrong way in the euthanasia, in the same-sex marriages, in the sale of medical marijuana, and now totally free use of marijuana. And that's a creeping, insidious thing that's taking place all over our nation. So the secularization by all of these things is really impacting many of our states, and the only antidote I know for that is things like what we're doing with the tour, the 50 Days Ablaze, the march that's coming, all of these things, they're the antidote for the secular humanism. We need to pray. We need to love. We need to reach out.
I'm going to tell you, the drugs, when you talked about the marijuana, it is really bad. When I was in Seattle, they have these weed shops everywhere, you know, and they just walk in. It just seems so funny. They just walk in there and buy weed, and they advertise it and all this. But my family, when I was there, they told me, they said, they do limit it. They tell us we're only allowed legally to grow three plants. I'm like, what the world? But anyway, yes, what about you? Well, good morning, Miss Laura Bell. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, my friend. It's a great day to be alive again. Praise God, I made it through the night. You know what? Joy comes in the morning. Hallelujah for that. Hallelujah.
Yes. And did y'all know that we are in the 46th day? Can you believe we're almost finished with 50 days ablaze? And I want to tell you,
I cannot believe it.
Yes,
my
yesterday
goodness.
When I was live on air, I was interviewing these two ministers in the Smoky Mountains. No, actually, it's when I was with a table of ministers in the Smoky Mountains. They was on the broadcast with us yesterday, praying over Virginia and praying over the United States and the president. And I was thanking all of the international listeners. And I want to thank y'all again, you that are overseas, that have partnered with us. You are 40%. Of our listening audience, 28% of you are from Australia. So what we're going to do to celebrate you praying for the United States is on the 51st day, which is the day after the 50 days ablaze, we are doing an international celebration. So we will have ministers on the line that will pray for the nations. So the 51st day, if any of you on the team can be on there, we are going to give back. Our nation's going to pray for the other countries. We ask that all of y'all that have prayer needs in these other countries, submit your prayer request by email to director@watbradio.com, watbradio.com. Send us your prayer request, and the ministers that are on the line in America will be very happy to pray for your country. Okay, now we're going to ask Sister Angelique, do you have any facts about the drugs?
Yes, ma'am. It says Spokane, Washington, known for its scenic forests and Romanesque architecture, is also known as a mecca for drug users on the hunt for a cheap fix. Methamphetamines and other street drugs like marijuana and cocaine are prevalent in Mellup City, and reports indicate that drug use is on the rise in Spokane. Since legalizing marijuana in 2012, Washington State has become known for liberal drug policies and relaxed law enforcement. As a result, areas like Spokane are seeing an increase in addiction and the problems that come with this devastating affliction. When a city like Spokane becomes overwhelmed with individuals who are physically or psychologically addicted to mind and mood-altering drugs, there are devastating consequences. And also, sister, there's 12 addiction facts that might surprise you. And it's just a big, long list, sissy. It's addiction kills. That's not surprising, but you might be surprised to know more than 13% of all annual deaths in Washington State are attributed to alcohol or drug-related causes.
Wow.
As Washington State's second largest, a large percentage of these happen in Spokane. So, yes, sister, it's really bad in the state of Washington as it is everywhere else.
Well, let's start out then with Miss Glorabel. Glorabel, will you pray against the drug thing in the state of Washington?
I sure will. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, for being in here among us this morning, Father God. We are joining forces, Father God, in prayer because we know that the battle is real. It is, we don't battle against flesh and bones, Father God, but against the principalities and celestials, hosts, Father God, and all those things that come across, Father God, to tempt our minds, to deceive us, to deceive us, to get us away from the right things, Father God, and get us doomed in the in bound in chains, Father God. So I'm calling upon your name right now, Father God. I pray, Father God, a person above all, Father God, that you set free those captives, Father God. Oh, hallelujah, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, that you allow them to look up to you and call upon your name because you are the one that created the heavens and the earth. If there's anything that can be done, it can be done by that one that created something that nobody else could have. So I pray right now, Father God, that you set them free and you allow them to have a new life in you. Father God, you, the devil came to rob, kill, and destroy, but you have come to give us life. So I'm calling upon your name right now, Father God, for those that have been bounded and in change for so long, and even for that just got into those things, Father God, set it free in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, that you develop a desire in their life, Father God, for your word and your ways. I pray, Father God, that you surround them by men and mighty women of God, Father God, mighty men and women of God, Father God, that lead them, Father God, to devour your word, Father God, to desire your word, to spend time in you, Father God, because when we do that and we praise and worship you, Father God, our life will be transformed from the inside out. Hallelujah. And it will show to the world, Father God. And I pray, Father God, that they take that testimony to the streets where they came from, Father God, for others to be set free as well, Father God. Father, I pray that they, instead of the 13% of on the year, that high drug addiction and death, Father God, that start to decrease in the name of Jesus. So decrease it, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. And I pray, Father God, the number of saved, Father God, continue to rise up. Hallelujah. Rise up for the glory of God. And I pray, Father God, the new facts start coming in, Father God, as these people in Christ start testifying to the world and getting those saved and those captives off the streets, Father God, into work for the Lord. I pray for the glory of God, and I thank you ahead of time, Father God, for listening to our prayer and for intervening on these serious issues, Father God, in this day. Father God, you created us with a purpose. Oh, Father God, you said in the beginning, be fruitful and multiply, Father God, and I pray right now, Father God, that those lives, Father God, be fruitful and multiply in you, Father God, becoming Christians, mighty men, disciple makers. Hallelujah. For the glory of God, I pray. And I thank you again ahead of time, for I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Now, Pastor Vicki, we know we have you focused on the drug because you and your ministry, you know, y'all help so many people in your city with this situation. Would you mind praying for other ministries in the state of Washington for strength and witty ideas on how to combat this?
I'll be glad to. Father God, I was just thinking about all the ministers, Father God, that have to deal with especially the drug problem. But, Father, I know that there's just a lot that comes against people that are trying to go into the darkness, Father God, and rescue these people, Father. And, Lord, I just lift them all up in Washington, Father. I know there are many that minister to the homeless. There are many that minister to those that are mentally ill. There are many that minister, Father God, to those with drug addictions. And, Father, we know that it's your Holy Spirit, it's the love of Jesus that's in these ministers, Father God, that compassion that it can only come from you, Lord God, because it'd be so easy to just turn our backs, Father God, like so many people do. I pray for finances for them, Father God, because I know that this is an area that many people are just not interested in helping those that are addicted to drugs, Father God, or those that have mental problems, Father. It's just like, for some reason, it's just not that the areas that people want to give to. So, Father, we pray for their finances, that you will just pour out upon them, Father God, and that you will put on the hearts of the churches, Father God, to wake up and to help these folks, Father. Also, I pray for their spiritual lives, Father. I pray for prayer meetings like this and prayer meetings in churches and prayers among ministers and unity between the brethren, Father God, where they can just get armed up, Father God, and just build up, Father God, with your Holy Spirit and get encouragement from other believers and other ministers, Father. I pray they do not isolate themselves, Father. I know that revival comes when there is unity among the brethren, Father God, and I know that it's your will, Father God, for them to come together. So, Father, we pray that ministries will extend their hands one to another, Father God, even if it's just a phone call or just to meet with them for lunch, Father, or breakfast, Father. I know that means so much, Father God, when you minister to people that are dysfunctional and there's just nothing but drama, Father God. So, Father, we just pray for them. We pray that you will, we pray that they will help one another and extend their hearts and their hands to one another, Father. We pray, Father God, for Holy Ghost download, God, for people, new revelation, new, as my sister calls it, witty thoughts, witty ideas. We need to hear from you on high, Father God. Lord, as we pray in the Spirit, Lord, there's just so many things that you want to share with us, Father, so many things. But you, often these people that are in ministry get tired and weary, and they get so focused on the ministry, and sometimes the ministry becomes their idol, Father God. And so, Father, help them to get their priorities right, Father, for them to come back to you, to their first love, Father, and to hear from you on high, Lord God, to realize that when they spend time just soaking in your Spirit, Father God, and hearing from you, God, that's the most important thing, Father, because we can't do this without you, Lord. We cannot do it without you. We have to hear from heaven. We have to get fresh bread every single day, Father God. And so, Father, I pray for them, that they will hear from you, Lord God, and that they will learn to take time out, just like Heidi Baker, just become wasted on you for hours every day, Father God, realizing that if we don't put you first, if we don't minister to the Most High God, then it's all fruitless, Father God. It's just works. It's just dead works, Father. So, Father, I pray for them, refreshing, Father. I pray, Father God, encouragement, Father God. I pray, Father God, for friends, Father God, for just friendships, because so many of them, Father God, don't even have friends. People in the ministry, so often they don't know who to trust because they've been stabbed in the back, Father God. There's been people that will turn on them, and some people start out and then turn on them. So, Father, we know and you know all the things that come against these ministers, and I'd ask you, Lord, just to encourage them, pour out your Spirit upon them, Father God. And, Lord, we ask you to wake the church up, Lord, that the ones that are asleep, that spirit of slumber, Lord, that's on the churches in Washington, I know they get tired, they get weary, but, Father, wake them up, Father God. Send a new voice to them, Father God. Send them somebody new, somebody that will shake them up, Lord God, somebody that will say that there's so much more and that they don't have to live in weariness and tiredness, Father God, that they can make a difference. In Washington, there's a lot of oppressive spirits in that state, Father God, and we know that you need a new warrior sometimes just to wake people up to war against these spirits and say, declare the word of the Lord that they are defeated. They were defeated at the cross, Father. And so, Father, we just believe, Lord, that you're going to do this, that you hear our prayers, Father God, and that you will just flood the church and flood these ministries, Father God, with your Holy Spirit and with Christians who are willing to go out and to, if they're called to leave their job, let them leave their job. If they're just called to give an hour of their time, let them give an hour of their time. Lord, just some kind of change to help these ministers or to be strong and powerful in the Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes, I want to give a quick testimony talking about people listening to the Lord and doing their mission, no matter what the cost is. I met a woman yesterday who the Lord, she has a son that's about 10 years old, and the Lord told her to quit her full-time job to take care of him and homeschool him, because in their schools, they are bringing in satanic things to teach the children, having to do with transgender and teaching them their identity and their options or something like that. And she said the Lord just told her, homeschool him and teach him yourself. And I'm like, how many parents, Lord, are you calling out of the public school system right now? Like, I mean, we just can't imagine. And so I prayed with her yesterday that, you know, the Lord will provide. And he's obviously has a plan for that boy, you know. So let's just pray right now for that boy. Lord, we pray for that boy. Lord, we pray that whatever was put into him while he was in school, in the public school system, that you wash his brain, that you clean him, Lord, so that he can receive the truth and become the man of God and the warrior that you have called him to be, Lord. We pray for all of our students, Lord, across the world that are hearing this, that are reading this, that the school systems are bringing in this satanic indoctrination into our children. Lord, we pray that the children would be protected, that the parents would rise up like this parent and say, nope, if you're going to do that, I'm pulling my kid out. I am not going to allow him to even hear that type of thing. And so we pray, Lord, that we would have a revolution. I mean a revolution in the education industry, Lord, where we just rise up and say, you are not teaching that. That textbook's not going in our schools. You are not pushing that indoctrination upon our children, and the same for colleges. Lord, we just call for an absolute all-out revolution against this satanic agenda upon our children in the name of Jesus. Okay, now, Sister Maureen, you know, we've been talking about making America godly again, okay? And today we are prophetically faced, all of us are, with a state that has the lowest church rate in the nation. This is a challenge for us to meet in the spirit. We've been warring all these days, 46 days. We have warred over our nation. Today we are up against the biggest demon, and God has purposely placed us here. So, sister, will you please pray and take dominion and authority over that state, so that God's will be done, that the kingdom of God would come down?
I would love to. Father, I thank you. I thank you for the state of Washington. I thank you that from Vancouver all the way down to Seattle, in the middle down to Portland, Oregon, which is bordered by the river between the two states, from the Pacific Ocean on the west to the Idaho border on the east, that the state of Washington is preparing for a new attack, and it's going to be an attack that is coming back on it by the powers of darkness that it has yielded to. And I thank you, Father, that you are going to rise up and to move in this behalf. The state of Washington, which has given up, submitted, allowed itself to be used as a pawn for so many forces of darkness, is going to experience a recovery in this attack. I thank you for those people like Daniel Grether in Spokane and those that are praying on the Oregon-Washington border for both states. I thank you for the church that has allowed itself to yield in humility and in a gentleness to you and asked you to touch those states. Oregon and Washington have been praying together now, and we ask that that as these things that are coming against the state that have undermined the very foundations of the state, a state whose seal shows the picture of our national founder, George Washington. Father, we ask that as these things start to rise up to claim what they have been legally given, that you will rise up against them, Lord, through the spoken word, through the testimony of your children, and that there will be a wall of resistance that will come up in Washington through the church, and the people of God will rise up. They will find that there are people that have been secreted, that have been pocketed in different places for such a time as this. And we wait in joyful expectation for that moment when we see the church arise again. Now, Father, as we are looking at this godlessness in the Northwest, we sometimes see the bad, but we don't know what you're doing in the secret places. And so, Father, encourage the church that has to live in this territory where euthanasia is commonplace, assisted suicide, that is just, it's lost so many people, that abortion has been free and on demand, and even in the state below it, Oregon has made this the model of the day that you can even abort your baby right at the moment of birth if you decide you don't want a boy instead of a girl. These are horrible things that are taking place, Lord. And as a group, as a people, we ask that the church in Washington would arise and say no more. This is a time for deliverance across our nation, and we ask that it is a time for deliverance across our nation. We ask that Washington, who is tucked up there in the northwest corner, that only Alaska is higher and further to the west, but we ask that Washington will just release this wave as the church rises up, and a wave that will not only cover the entire state, but then that they will begin to move south and east and, south and westward, and so that it will be able to just cover this nation with the same resistance to the forces of darkness that we have seen in the state. And we ask you now, Father, that you will especially bless the area around Seattle. We know that Seattle is one of the most liberal states in the United States. Starbucks are on every corner, and that the Starbucks are one of the largest contributors to the gay and lesbian associations. So we ask, Father, that you will give us a sign in some way that you will show us your disapproval of institutions that support what you do not support. Just as Ahab embraced and tolerated things that you had said no to, so too have the Starbucks and the other institutions embraced this whole homosexual agenda. And we ask now, Father, that you begin to move miraculously with power and authority, and you begin to cut at the roots those things that have supported what you have said is impure and untouchable. And so, Father, we ask now, Father, that as this resistance rises, that deliverance flows, and that which has stood in your way will be cut down in Jesus' name. I don't know. That was a different type of prayer for me to pray.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. I'm wanting to pull off of your anointing because you brought up something very important. Here's a state. Now, y'all picture what is happening right before our eyes. Here's a state that is highly, battling, wanting to know the Lord because it's so high in atheism and all this. And then we find out that this homosexual agenda has partnered with one of the biggest coffee houses. So when we drink Starbucks coffee, we are swallowing this agenda, basically, okay? And it's just amazing that you're saying this today, because right now we need to pray that if it's supporting that, God shut it down.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, it says in the scripture that we are not to call light what is darkness, and that we are not to touch things that are like food dedicated to idols. As far as I'm concerned, for the last 8 or 9 years, the Lord has not allowed me. Now, this is just personally me, okay, so I'm not making a doctrine out of it. He's not allowed me to purchase anything from a Starbucks. Once I realized what funding they were putting into, and here's the thing that's terrifying. If you look and you see the list of organizations and businesses that are supporting the homosexual agenda, you'd think the whole world had gone crazy. But the problem is mammon is the key. And when money causes itself to pick up a scepter and begin to rule. And so when you are willing to give money or withhold money from an organization, that is a tremendous amount of power. And the homosexual lobby, that the groups that are affiliated have a lot of disposable income. And if they will block something, it can be, for a lot of people, devastating. But I believe that if the Christians would stand together and refuse to put their money into things that have been dedicated to darkness, that it would just be a matter of, I don't need that cup of coffee there, or there is a, a Dunkin' Donuts 2 blocks down the street. I'll drive a little bit further. And I just think that this is so critical that we need to start realizing we are supporting with our money things that are in total opposition to God.
Yeah.
And we've got to stop it. Got to stop it.
The GMC Touring Denali.
Yeah,
that's right.
And that goes with that kind of goes with what we were reading last night, Sister Maureen. There are two doctrines: the doctrine of Christ and the doctrine of Jezebel.
You are right. Yes,
conform us to the image of Christ and expose every hidden sin and every evil longing. Its message is: let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. 2 Corinthians 7:1.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so people don't want to talk about this. They want, oh, come on, you know, it's a cup of coffee. No, it's not. You are feeding a monster.
Wow.
And you don't let the monster very long before it bites your hand off. Or it's like the honey bear that is so cute and dances around as long as you feed it. But the minute there's no food, the same hand that was catching the food and dancing and performing for you has claws, and it will cut you to pieces.
Our society, though, Maureen, if you try to stand up against something, an issue that goes against the Word of God, the first thing everybody says, including Christians, Christians are like your worst critics when you try to stand up for righteousness. It's like they turn around, they say, you're judging. And you're like, people, this is what the Bible says. You know, right. Like, what's the world here? But anyways, I would like for you, Glory Bell, if you would pray that for Starbucks, if they are pushing an agenda, pray God shut it down, that he hurts and do it.
Man, you know what?
Their agenda will not be able to be passed, and that the Christians would wake up to this. Amen.
Amen, amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're calling upon your name, Father God, because, again, we know that there's nobody like you, Father God. And I know, I am convinced, Father God, that when we pray, you will hear us, Father God. I pray right now, Father God, for every man and woman of God. Father, I know that when they love on you, Father God, you love on them and you show them things. I pray right now that you open their eyes really to see, Father God, what they are supporting, Father God, with their purchases, Father God. I pray that you open their eyes to see, Father God, that you will not, the same way that you will not like dirty money, Father God, to do your work, Father God, you will not want us to use the money that you have given us to support a dirty agenda, Father God. Dirty jobs, Father God. You really would not like that, Father God. I pray that you open their eyes and let them see. I pray, Father God, that the next time that one of us will go and be dragged into, go in one of those places that will not support, that will support the dirty agenda, Father God. You, Father God, you give us a touch in our hearts immediately, Father God. So we turn around from our wicked ways and we go out around and go somewhere else, Father God. I pray in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, right now, Father God, that you break every plan of the enemy, Father God, about using this company, Father God, against your ways and your word, Father God. Because we know, Father God, that you have given them a chance. You have given us a chance to be in this nation, Father God, and prosper, Father God, with a purpose, Father God, of your exalting your name, to bringing you honor, Father God. I pray that you touch those in administration in this company, Father God, and all those companies, Father God, that are not giving you the glory. I pray that you reveal yourself to them, Father God, and show them, Father God, that it's all for your glory, Father God. And if it's not going to be used for your glory, you're going to take matters into your hands, Father God, and you can bring them down just the same way that you brought them up, Father God. I pray for the glory of God, and I thank you, Father God, for giving us Christians the opportunity to stand up together praying for a common goal, Father God, for us, our eyes to be open, and for us to realize, Father God, that it is for your glory, and if it's not for your glory, we should not go there, Father God. I pray and I thank you ahead of time, for I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Now, Seattle is known as like the rock and roll capital. There's a lot of music and heavy metal that has come out of there. I would like for you, Angelique, if you would please pray that this talented gift that they have for music there would be turned around for the glory of the Lord.
Yes, ma'am. Abba, Father, I just want to pray over the music, Father God, that's coming out of the state of Washington. Father, I pray that our brothers and sisters, Christians in Christ, that they will just lift up the spirit and just glorify you in song. Father God, it'll spread through the community and know that this is the kind of music that we want to adore and listen to, the music that honors you, the music that spreads the gospel. Father God, that you will be in tune with the music that's coming out of the state of Washington, that's something that's pleasant to your ears, Father God, and it's pleasing to you. There's a lot of talent from the state of Washington, and they do. I've heard of heavy metal Christian music that's entertaining, that glorifies you. So, Father God, we just pray your hands on the state of Washington, that the music comes out of Washington that's satisfying to you, Father God, because we are here to please and glorify you, Lord Jesus. It's in your name I pray. Amen.
Amen. That's true. And I encourage you on the line to mute your phones, please, when you're not speaking. Okay, now, Pastor Vicky, would you please pray for the ministers there and call out the apostles, prophets, ministers, and all that to rise up in that state?
Hallelujah.
Amen. Father, we thank you so much for your word. We thank you for the New Testament, Father God. We thank you for things that have taught us, Lord God, what your government of the church is supposed to be, Father. And, Father, you said in Ephesians 4, Lord, that you descended into hell and that you led captivity captive and that you gave gifts unto men. And you specified apostles and prophets, evangelists, pastors and teachers, Father, for the equipping of the church. Father, I know that the church so often has turned their backs on this scripture, Father, and many scriptures that talk about the leadership of the church, Father, and what you have called for this, for the church, for, since the beginning, Lord, since the time of Acts, Father. And so, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for your word, and we thank you for these people. But, Father, I know many of them are not encouraged by their churches, by their pastors, and by their teachers, Father, to step out in the call that they have. And so, Father, first of all, I pray for these that are hearing from you, hearing from heaven in this hour, that they need to step up to the plate, Father. And I know in the state of Washington, there's such an oppression. There's so much against this because they don't, these people are being oppressed because they are supposed, by the devil wants to keep them from stepping up to what they're supposed to be doing, Father. So, Father, first of all, we address the Satan in this hour in the name of Jesus. You take your hands off of these Christians that are called to leadership in the church, Father God. And we break the power of Satan over them in Jesus' name. And we command you, Satan, to take your hands off of them in Jesus' name. You have no power over them. And we plead the blood of Jesus over them right now in Jesus' name. And, Father, we speak to these believers to obey the voice from heaven, Father God, to see that your scripture is full of callings one-on-one, just like you called Moses, just like you called Paul, just like you called Jesus. You called them one by one to obey you and to do what you have called them to do. And so, Father, we pray for these people to come out right now in Jesus' name and to step up and do what they've been called to do and to take their place, Father God, and to speak out and not be afraid and allow the Spirit of the living God to speak through them, whether it's through the media, Father, whether it's through the Christian books, Father God, whether it's through dance, Father God, whether it's through the arts, Father God, whatever you have called them to, Father, if it's on a university campus, Lord, don't let them shrink through the intellectuals in the church, Father, but let them step up, Lord God. We call them out, Father God. We call them forth. If there's a prodigal out there that's disobeying God, we call you forth in the name of Jesus, and we declare that the callings, the giftings and callings of God are without repentance. And you need to obey the voice of the Lord in this hour because we need you in Washington. We need you. And, Father, we just believe, Lord, that you are doing this, Lord God, that you are loosing the bondages on them right now in the name of Jesus, and that, Lord, you are helping them, Father God, to do what it takes, Lord God, to obey you. Father, we know that it's a hard road sometimes to leave behind the things of the world. But, Lord, just call those 12 apostles the very first time. They just left their nets. They left their jobs. They did what you said, Father God, and they followed you. And, Lord, I know that this is a day and this is an hour, and we need to depend upon you, Father, just like Jude has depended on you for this trip, Father God. We need to live by faith, Lord God. And, Lord, we just believe, Lord, that you will fulfill this, that you will help them, Lord God. We call down finances for them. We call down the right church for them that will encourage them, Father God. If they need to change churches, let it be. But, Father, we just speak, Father God, that these people will come forth, Father God, and that they will do what they're called to do in this hour. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes, Bride, it is so important to be in your position, even if you think it's small. Nothing is small in the kingdom. It's only the world that tries to define what's great and what's not. In God's eyes, it's all obedience. I was with a church in Ohio, and the security lady, you know, I was telling her, I really honor your mission, what you are doing to protect the man of God. Like, God has assigned you as a guard. It's very important, every one of us. Everybody has to have a guard. Everybody has to have, you know, this and that. I mean, we all have to be working fitly joined together. Okay, now, Sister Maureen, would you mind praying for the government there and the governmental leaders?
Yes, Father, we thank you for the government in Washington State. We thank you for a turning in this government. The Governor Jay Inslee has been a very vocal opponent of our president. He thinks he's right, and most people that are operating under the influence of spirits that cause rebellion and rejection and counter offenses, all of these things are under the spiritual atmosphere of Jezebel. And, Father, we ask you that those people like the governor will have a moment of revelation where you will speak to them. If you would meet them in the night hours in their sleep, I don't know if he knows you or not, but the fruit of his life and activities, the way that he operates in his state as the governor, all of the things that he sponsors or opposes are indicators of what his spiritual life is like. And so that is for us as well, Lord. So we don't point any fingers. We just say, will you encounter those that have been hindering your purposes, your plans in the Washington government? Patty Murray is one of the state senators for the state of Washington, and she is representing it at the national level. We ask, Father, that she and the other senator, I'm not sure if it's who the other senator for Washington is. I don't have that information with me. But we ask that those senators will begin to consider the way that they're voting and not just represent the people of their state that are operating under major delusion in the way that they are voting, but that she will begin to hear what you want her to do. We work in the depths of each person's heart, in their beings, so that when they move in a governmental way, that they will be moving according to what your purposes and plans are and not in a counterproductive way. For Lord, we know that surely even as there is a wall of resistance coming forth to say no to darkness, no to the spirit of Jezebel, no to the controlling things over this nation, that those people that will not bow, that will not come under the influence of the Holy Spirit and reject the influence of other spirits, that they are in terrible peril. So we pray for them. We pray for the governor, the senators. We pray for those that are legislating in the state of Washington that have allowed all of the marijuana, the same-sex marriage, the assisted suicide, the abortion on demand, every arena that is counter to your law. I have fear for them, Lord, that they are in terrible danger. Will you reverse the curses in their lives and reverse their course alongside of it? Touch the government of the state of Washington, Seattle, Spokane, Olympia, Tacoma. Bless these cities and cause major, major revival to hit the body of Christ in those areas, that they would be able to stand up, to speak up, and to do what is necessary to influence their communities for Christ. In Jesus' name we pray it. Amen.
Amen. Now, Sister Gloria Bell, you have been on the front lines in your city, which I've explained to the listening audience about your demographics and the war that you face on a weekly basis there. She is right by Fort Campbell. She has soldiers come in from all over the world, and she's able to minister to these people every service. She is at the altar. She's the first one there. She is the pastor's, chief person. And he trusts her. He trusts her life. He trusts her prayers that she's hitting the throne room. He trusts the nations to her. She has a heart for families. Listen, I would like for you, Gloria Bell, to pray for families in the state of Washington. They're fighting many different issues, the drugs, the suicide rate, the depression rate, the godless rate. So if you would pray for restoration of the family.
Amen, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Father God, for allowing such a beautiful state to be in the United States, part of the United States. And I pray right now for the families in the state of Washington. Oh, Father God, I pray, Father God, that you allow them to realize that you put them together, a man and a woman, to create a family, Father God, because two men or two women cannot make it. So, Father God, I pray that in the basis of that, you show them, Father God, that it's a blessing to have a family. And I pray, Father God, that because it's a blessing to have a family, Father God, that they see, Father God, that they will rise that family for your glory, to give you honor. I pray, Father God, that only, Father God, those things that go according to your word, Father God, will be taught in the families. Father God, allow them to study the word together. Allow them to pray for each other in the family. Oh, Father God, I pray that allow them not to follow probably tendencies and traditions from maybe other countries that they came from, Father God, but that they go seek your faith, your word, Father God, and follow what it says. Because it doesn't matter where they came from, Father God, you are God. You allow us to exist, and nothing, Father God, can go in before your word and your ways. So, Father God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, you show them, Father God, that as a matter of giving you glory, they will, Father God, lead and turn into you, Father God, your word and your ways, and teach that to the kids. Father God, allow them to realize that one day, as we all age, Father God, we're going to pass. Our children will grow up to older, Father God, and they need to be trained in the things of God, Father God, so they can be fruitful, multiply, and do what you have called them to do. All what you have called us to be, disciples and disciple makers. I pray that for the glory of God, you touch the families, Father God, and I thank you, Father God, for raising up, Father God, mighty men and women of God, that can come together, Father God, in unity with you and other families in the body of Christ to raise up, multiply, and make disciples along the way. For the glory of God, I pray. And I thank you ahead of time, for I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I just want to apologize to the team. I did not realize this broadcast was taking so long. We're going to go down the line and ask you to release whatever the Holy Spirit gives you, and then I'll close this out. We'll start out with you, Sister Angelique. Just pray whatever the Holy Spirit gives you.
Yes, ma'am. Father God, I just want to pray for the protection of the children in the state of Washington, Lord God, that the parents are aware of what their children are doing, that they check their phones and make sure that they're not talking to people they're not supposed to, Lord God, because of the sex trafficking issues. Father, I pray your holy hands on the state of Washington, over the police, that they are aware of the children walking around the parks, the schools, that they are aware of the dangers of being kidnapped. Lord God, I want to lift up the DARE program in the schools for the state of Washington so that they may explore what the facts are about getting just the first time doing the drugs. Lord God, that the children would know that they're getting the advice and the wisdom from the DARE programs that are so magnificent in the state for Washington. And I pray it in Jesus' precious name. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Sister Gloria Bell, are you still there? Sister Gloria Bell. Okay, she had to get off the line. What about you? Miss Maureen, can you pray? Whatever
I am.
Father,
I thank you. I thank you for this amazingly beautiful state that you have created, a state that has brought the world to see the wonders of the Space Needle and the beauty of its ocean, the wildlife, the mountains and the coastlands. Washington State is a place that has been blessed by you. And Lord, instead of returning the blessing, curses have come back. So many Washingtonians have walked away from you, deny you, don't even want to hear about you. But God, we know you are moving. There is an undercurrent of your spirit taking place in the state of Washington, an undercurrent that will shift and shake and be able to help people that have been on the fence, that have been waiting for something to press them forward, to move into the right position. Father, it's like when you throw a dice, everybody's waiting to see what the numbers will come up. But Lord, you already have that. You already know that when the dice is thrown into your lap, you make the determination. So tonight, we cry out for Washington State. We ask that you will cause the people that are in darkness, those that are slumbering, that are not awake, will you cause them to wake up, to see the light, and to begin to move toward you. We cry out for the redemption of Washington State and from Washington through the whole Pacific Northwest and down through the rest of the United States. Touch your people. Save your people.
Yes, very good, very good. Okay, what about you, Pastor Vicki?
Father, I just join with my sisters, Lord God, and repenting, Father, for the sins in Washington, Father God, whether by Christians or non-Christians, Father God, the sins of idolatry, Father God, the sins of turning to drugs instead of to you, Lord God, the sins of the church that is asleep and not doing what it's supposed to do, Father God. Lord, we just pray, Father God, that you will forgive us our sins, Father God. And Lord, we go before the courts of heaven, Lord, and we plead their case with Jesus, because we know that he is a high priest and intercessor, Father God, for each soul in Washington. Father, we do thank you for this beautiful place. So, Father, we also pray for a great outpouring of your Holy Spirit, Father God. We know that you love them zillions of times more than we do, Father God. And we thank you for the privilege that we have today to pray, Father God, for this state, Father God. And we just ask you, Lord, to have mercy upon them, Father God. Invade the Christian universities, Father. Invade the churches, Father God, with your spirit and your glory, Father God. Just invade this place, Father God. And, Lord, just show them how real you are and how powerful your love is, Father. And we thank you, Father, from the bottom of our hearts. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right. Thank you all so much for praying. I'm going to close this out today. Once again, I just want to thank the international listeners, the ones that are overseas. We are focusing next week on the nations. We will be focusing on the different parts of the world, praying that God will bring revival to your peoples as well. Once again, email us at director@watvradio.com. And we will be sure to pray over every request that comes in. Okay, and also check us out about the Making America Godly Again, what we're doing on that at megarevival.com. Also, we're on Facebook and Twitter at WATB Radio. Lord, we just thank you so much for the opportunity to partner with heaven and partner with all of the ministers, the intercessors, the people in the state of Washington, Lord, that have been plowing the heavens and they've been asking you to move and asking you to help, Lord. We partner with them today, the people across the world holding up their arms. Lord, we just ask you, Lord, to bless them. Lord, what they're asking you for, Lord, that is enhancing the kingdom of God, grant it unto them, Lord. Give them finances they need, building, favor with the government, favor with communities, schools, all the different things that you are the one that downloaded all that. You're the one that gives these people these witty invention ideas and these desires in their heart, Lord. So we just partner with you that all of that will be done, that these final days that we have left on this earth, Lord, that we will uproot the roots of darkness in Washington and in our whole United States, that we will uproot those dark roots, and that we would revive the wells of what you have for our nation, the wells of revival, Lord. Let it flow from one end of that state to the other, Lord. We just pray, Lord, for revival rain, the state that is so full of rain. We pray that it will be the glory rain that will come down and wash the darkness off of those people. That I just see it in the spirit, just wash it off like a liquid rain, Lord, that would cleanse the hearts of those people, taking the scales off of their eyes, Lord, so that they can see this is all just temporary. This world is temporary. Eternity is what we live for, Lord. We are here for a very fleeting moment. So, Lord, we pray for all those ministers there, like Pastor Vicky was praying, Lord. We hold up their arms. We, as on the outside looking in, we cannot imagine the battle that they're facing. So, Lord, we just hold up their arms, Lord. Give them strength. Give them strength in their backs, Lord. Give them strength in the prayer closet when they're in the war. Send angels from heaven, Lord, a host of angels to focus on that state, to fight the warfare that's going on over that state, Lord. We speak and declare and prophesy victory over that state, healing over that state, deliverance, complete deliverance over that state in the name of Jesus. Lord, allow Christians to take over all the spheres of influence, running for office, opening businesses. We declare businesses opening for your glory, Lord. Businesses of royal magnitude, like with Boeing Sikorsky, Lord, being there and having the biggest building in the world. Lord, we pray that for the Christians. Lord, let your Christians have that. Give them the best, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. We just give you praise and glory, and we seal all the prayers that were prayed today over the state of Washington. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. All right, Angelique and Maureen, do y'all have anything else?
No, ma'am, I think you've said it all.
Okay, well,
love
God
your
bless
prayer,
y'all.
Sister.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye, sisters. God.